is gone. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Prakash, if you want to come forward, brother. Our brother's from India. He's going to be speaking for us today. And I know he has a little video clip he wants to share and whatever's on his heart. But appreciate the work he's doing.
Amen.
You know, we think about missionary work. We think about poor people. And we know India, there's 1.5 billion people. We can't even imagine the poverty, the lepers, and the things that the widows and orphans and we think about, you know, that we might contribute to it, but here's a brother actually doing it.
Amen.
And for many years now, and his sons, God gave him his sons to help him in the ministry, and so we support that as a church. We support that because we're not there. I believe there's missionary work here.
Amen.
There's a lot of people here that need Jesus Christ. And
amen.
So Jesus was right when he said, the poor you'll always have with you.
Amen.
So I want to introduce Brother Prakash and just ask him to have his way. Do you need a microphone or can you speak into this? Or?
Yeah, no problem.
This is okay? All right. God bless you. Just a minute. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I greet each and every one of you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
While you are standing, I request you to open the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, and we are going to read from verse 1 to 3. The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, from 1 to 3. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you, we love you, we adore you. We exalt thine holy name, because under the heaven amongst the people there is no other name.
Amen.
We want to thank you for this wonderful name, Jesus. Almighty, visit us this morning time, speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We need thine leadership, O God. I am standing here an empty vessel, there is nothing good in me to claim thy righteousness. But I want to thank thee for the blood on the cross. Almighty, this morning time, through the Holy Spirit, visit us. Bless thine servant, Brother John, and his family, and all the loved ones, and all the elders, deacons, trustees, officers in this church, musicians. Lord Jesus, visit us. We need thine leadership through the Holy Spirit, Lord. We love you, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, from verse 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. I like this.
Amen.
Thy light.
Amen.
It's nobody's light. Thy light.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Yes.
And his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
Thank you.
And the kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. I appreciate you. Amen. Once again, I want to thank God for this wonderful morning. Also, I want to thank the man of God, Brother John, for giving me his pulpit. Praise the name of the Lord. First of all, I want to say happy Father's Day to each and every father. God bless you all. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm very happy to come here. You know, whenever I come, I feel at home. I want to thank the man of God. I have no enough tongue to thank him. And all of you, praise the name of the Lord. You are all my brothers and sisters in Christ, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank God for that song, you know. My sins are gone.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the blood on the cross.
Amen.
Thank God for his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Thank God he came as the Lamb of God to this world. And he was in this world for 33.5 years and he was telling the people to repent.
Amen.
And come back to your Creator.
Amen.
Thank God for His sacrifice. Thank God for His blood on the cross. Thank God for His love and mercy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This morning I want to bring some things about the country of India. India is not a new country. It is, if you read the book of Esther, it's in the first chapter, first word, you know, India is the oldest country upon this earth. King Ahasuerus was ruling 127 provinces, and that was from India to Ethiopia. And in India, we have many, many languages, everything many, many. You know, many languages, many religions, and many dialects, many cultures, you know. So, it's a big country, not bigger than United States land-wise, but it's a big country with 1.5 billion population. Also, I bring special love and greetings from the my children.
Amen.
Lord bless me with wonderful sons, and they are great, the wonderful preachers, and standing for this message, standing for this truth.
Yes.
I want to thank God for my children, grandchildren, and each and every one. They are all loving the Lord and they are standing for the truth.
Hallelujah.
Also, I bring special love and greetings from the orphans, old widows, and the lepers. Because of your prayers, your loving kindness, your burden for the mission in India, because of your loving kindness, we still feed 400 people every day.
Amen.
Poor. As a human being, it's not possible for me. But in the Bible, the word of God, God said, poor I keep it for me. So He's keeping for Him.
Amen.
The poor, is God is keeping poor for Him. So He knows how to feed them.
Yeah.
It's Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
When you trust in Him, He will do everything for you.
Amen.
Everything for you. Only thing, you need to believe in Him. You need to trust in Him. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to wait for His grace and mercy.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is a prayer answering God.
Yes. Yes, you are, Lord.
He's not dumb. He can talk to us. He can hear us. He can help us. He got hands. He got everything like you and me. Because God created us in His image.
Amen.
So whatever we got, He got.
Yeah, right.
And He takes care of His people. He takes care of His children.
Right.
Like we love our children, grandchildren. He's also loving us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Of course, there is no grandchildren in heaven for God. But, you know, we are all the children of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, I bring special love and greetings from the ministering brethren who are standing with us, and they are poor. Maybe they don't have proper food to eat, they don't have proper dress to wear, they don't have proper shoes to wear, they don't have proper, you know, clothing to wear, and no proper house to live, but they are standing for the truth.
Amen.
They are preaching the gospel. They are in the battlefield.
Amen.
It's not easy to be a Christian in the country of India. It's not easy. Nowadays we have the new government since almost 5 years. And they are deadly against Christianity. And I should say they are Hitlers. How the Hitler killed innocent Jews. In the same way our parliament, our White House in India is full of Hitlers, and they don't have love for the Christians, they don't have love for the Muslims, they don't have love for any other religions, they want only Hindu religion. And they're attacking Christians, they're attacking churches, they're attacking they're killing many pastors, and you know, doing a lot of harm to Christianity. And by 2021 and 22, they are going to, after 2021-22, there will be no more India. It will be called Hindustan, like Pakistan, like Hindustan. So, they want Christians to worship all their gods or goddesses, otherwise leave the country or die. So, that's what they are doing now. It's like a slow poison. They're working like a slow poison. You know, you understand what I say? Slow poison, you know. And they're doing their best to ban Christianity. And you know, precious brothers and sisters, I remember there was a president of Egypt. Long time back, maybe 25 years or 30 years back, I don't remember, you know. And that president, I forgot his name, he said, I am going to wipe out the name of Israelites from the map of this world. They had a war. And they were defeated. And he's dead. Amen. So I believe something, God is going to do something by 2021-22. You know. Because nobody can wipe out the children of God. Amen. Nobody can wipe out. Nobody can stand against the living God.
Amen.
Precious brothers and sisters, our God is living.
Amen.
He's alive.
Yes,
you need to have experience with the Lord every day, every second.
Amen.
Then you will know what kind of God he is.
Yeah.
Huh? Only fellowship on Sundays, that's not good.
Amen.
Only Wednesdays or Thursdays, that's not good.
Amen.
Not on Christmas days or a New Year or a Easter Sunday or Good Friday. But you need to have fellowship with God every second, every day, 365 days.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank Glory you. To God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have fellowship with him, God will bless you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you praise him, when the praise goes up, the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
That's what we Christians need to understand. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he's coming soon. Also, by his grace, we are distributing free Bibles in the country of India, especially for the poor Christians. Poverty is striking the country of India. Maybe you read some good things, you know, maybe India is, you know, becoming rich. Especially the National Geography people, they don't go to the poor areas. They go to the big, rich places and bring the pictures and put it in, you know, and 95% lies, you know. But I want to tell you, I live in India, I'm born in India, I stay in India. I know what is the situation in the country of India, you know. A lot of people in the countryside, villages side, they don't know what is current means, current. They don't know what is current means. They don't know what is electricity means. Huh? In the night time, you know, they don't have fans, they don't have ACs, they don't have current. Millions of towns and villages in India. Same time, India is good for rich people. You know, they can live like kings and emperors. This is the situation in the country of India. As a man of God, I want to bring whole India to the feet of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, I left those gods almost 53 years back, and they want us back to bow down to their gods and goddesses. You know, it's a hard job for genuine Christians. I'll die, but I won't do that.
Amen.
So, remember this mission in your special prayers. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, we are distributing free Bibles. To the even a Hindu man come, ask for the Bible, we give them Bible. If a Muslim man come, ask for the Bible, we give them. Any person, we are distributing free. We buy from the Bible Society of India and we distribute free. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to thank God what God is doing in the country of India. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord blessed us with almost 75 souls from month of January 1st till now.
Amen.
And we used to baptize 200, 300 every month. There was a time we baptized 400 people in a year. But, you know, it's not possible now because they are taking away all our rights, all our freedoms. We can't baptize the people openly outside. That is against the law. We can preach the gospel, but we cannot, you know, convert the people. And anyhow, you know, nobody can stop it because it's the commission from the Almighty God.
Amen.
It's not man's commission. It's the commission of the Almighty God. Still, thousands of people are converted every year. The Hinduism is afraid. If they keep quiet, tomorrow there won't be India or a Hindu country. You know. But when God is converting His people, His chosen ones, there's nobody's business.
Amen.
So, remember us in your prayers and remember the Christians in your prayers. And also, Christians are slaughtered all over the world every day.
Amen.
You know, so pray for the Christians in India as well as in the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Recently, we went to a tribal area and half the pastor and half the church, they accepted this message. And we baptized them in the name of the Lord. And we gave them the message books. And we are also printing the message books in Telugu language. Whatever we need, you know, we pay for that and we print the books, message books. I thank God for His grace and mercy because this is the spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for the prophet in our generation.
Amen.
I thank God for His grace and mercy. I thank God for the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank God for the salvation. We need to be thankful to Him.
Amen.
Because our sins are gone.
Amen.
You know, precious brothers and sisters, He never came to this world as the king or emperor or dictator. He came to this world as the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He died for you and me, for the whole world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you can believe Him as your Savior, your Lord,
hallelujah,
your sins are gone. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm very thankful to the Lord. My sins are gone.
Yes.
I'm no more Hindu. I'm no more heathen. I'm no more worshipping the dead gods. I worship the living God who is the creator of heaven and earth. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He's Almighty. There is nobody beside Him. He's Almighty.
Amen.
Don't make Him second God or third God. He's Almighty.
Amen.
There's only one throne in the heaven and one sitting on that throne. He's Alpha and Omega. His name is Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go in the scripture. If Lord helps me, He always helps me. I thank God for His grace and mercy. So I'm going to speak on spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness.
Amen.
Darkness, precious brothers and sisters, it's everywhere in the world.
Amen.
But always remember, you are not in darkness.
Amen.
That's why the word of God says in Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3 says, arise. This is the time for us to arise and shine. Lord wants you and me to shine. So the heathens can look at us and see us. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not in darkness. Darkness never covered us. We are in the light. And that is thy light, Bible says. And thy light is Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness, people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. He hath already arisen on us. We are His people. We are in the light. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And His glory shall be seen upon thee. His glory is walking with you and me. His glory is walking with His people. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the time to arise and shine. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. When you shine, you are the light of this world.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the light of this world.
Yes, Lord.
And He hath kept you as the light in this world. You need to arise and shine.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. Have you risen? It's not me. It's the question of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. In Micah chapter 3 verse 6 says, therefore night shall be upon you, that ye shall not have a vision. And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets. That's what happened now. Even the preachers who preached for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years about this message, believed this message, but they are no more. That shows darkness covered them. Oh my. The sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. You know, sometimes I was talking to a man of God yesterday while coming from the bus station. I said, people, if they talk against the prophet, that's a different thing. We have no right to talk against the prophet.
Amen.
Do not touch my anointed.
That's right.
By words or deeds. But same time, if they talk against the message, against this message, the message, the truth, you are in trouble.
Yeah.
They are in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
Because this message belongs to the whole Almighty God, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. When you talk against the Holy Ghost, there is no forgiveness here or there. You are in trouble, brother. When you are against the Holy Ghost, when you are against this truth, you know,
amen,
you are lost. There is no forgiveness. Precious brothers and sisters, let us not talk against the men of God. Let us not talk against the anointed of God.
Yes.
Let us not talk against the message of the hour.
Amen.
This message is the truth.
That's right.
This message can give you rapturing faith.
Amen.
This message got the special grace of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Walk in the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In John chapter 1 verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. People are not comprehending the light, the grace of God.
Amen.
Light of God. That's why the word of God came to us today. Precious brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness.
Amen.
But you need to arise and shine.
Amen.
In this world, because the judgment of God is striking whole world. When you see what is happening in the sky, when you see what is happening in Israel, when you see what is happening in the Middle East, when you see what is happening in Russia and all those countries, and when you see what is happening in the United States, in India, that all shows the coming of the Lord is near. This is the time you need to draw nigh to God.
Yes.
Then God will draw nigh to you.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Thank God for the prophet in our generation.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know what I would do without this message. I don't know what I would do without this gospel.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling the truth from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for his grace and mercy.
Amen.
The prophet preached in one of the messages in 1960, Former and Later Rain. I want to read that to encourage you. Another thing he said, there will be earthquakes in diverse places. There are. We don't know. We don't have televisions to find out what is happening in the Middle East or what is happening in Russia, what is happening there and here, you know. We don't, you know. But there are a lot of what the prophet said, lot of things are fulfilling. I read your New Phoenix newspaper yesterday. Believe it was. Where hundreds of times, hundreds was killed. I'm reading from Former and Later Rain message. The waves will be roaring. Fearful sights. Look at the tidal wave, what it done. Look in Chicago, not long ago, when the bathing beauties on the beach was swept off by the big tidal wave. They never made out yet where it come from. I forget how many earthquakes are happening every hour across the world. It's on the increase all the time.
Amen.
In Haiti, there was a terrible earthquake a few years back, I believe. Many places in Japan. Many places. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
It's on the increase all the time. Why? The old hell is getting thin. The coming of the Lord is at hand. The judgment God spoke of. He said the people would get to a place where they fall away.
Amen.
Falling away. A lot of people falling away.
Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen.
By His grace, I'm coming to this country since 33 years. And I visit churches wherever Lord opens the door for me. The people whom I met last year, I don't see this year. I'm talking generally. So, falling away time. This is the falling away time.
Yes.
But I believe that God's bride, God's people, there is no falling away for them.
Amen.
Who are predestinated, who are chosen, who are sealed. Lord hath already sealed His people.
Right.
Thank God for His sealing.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Gross darkness shall cover the earth. When spiritual darkness gets upon the earth, it's time for the enemy to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy knows his days are numbered. Satan knows his days are numbered. His end is coming. And very soon, he will be nowhere. And he's worried about you and me, God's people. Because we are praying people, we are reading the Bible, we are hearing the messages of the hour.
Yes.
We are praising the Lord, we are coming to church.
Yes.
I thank God.
Amen.
For you people, God bless you all. I have no enough tongue to thank you. You are a wonderful people. You are God's people. You are chosen people. I thank the men of God for standing behind us, with us. This church is one of the strong backbone for the mission in India because you are helping us since many years. We appreciate you. The orphans, they can't come here. Old widows, they can't come here. The leper colonies, lepers people, they can't come here. But on behalf of them, all the pastors, they can't come here. It's very expensive to travel. I bring special love and greetings from the people in India.
Amen.
Little bride of Jesus Christ is waiting for the country, waiting for the rapture.
Amen.
In 1954, the prophet visited Bombay and is with mighty power. With great miracles, thousands got healed.
Hallelujah.
Thousands accepted this message. Thousands accepted, this truth. But prophet was looking for the church. There was no churches to send them. But today, by the prayers of the prophet, by the grace of God, there are hundreds of message groups in the country of India.
Wow.
East, west, north, south. Southern part is the Bible Belt. And there you will find many message groups, praise the name of the Lord. Of course, we don't have big churches like you people have in this country, We have a lot of groups, prayer halls and this message is doing great work in the country of India, praise the name of the Lord. So this is the time enemy is attacking God's people. We are at the hour, gross darkness. Precious brothers and sisters, here are some scriptures. I want to read this. In Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing of his wings."
Amen.
Son of Righteousness.
Amen.
Who is that Son of Righteousness? Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. and he shall go forth and grow up as the cows of the stall. You have to bear with my English. English is not my mother tongue. Forgive me, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 1 verse 70 it says, through the tender mercy of our God. Through the tender mercy, our God's mercy is tender. Our God, whereby day spring from on high hath visited us. God hath visited us. Through the Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Revelation 10, 7. Praise the name of the Lord. God hath already visited you. Read the message books. Hear the prophet's voice. That's not the voice of Brother William Marion Branham. It's the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
God is using his mouth.
Wow.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you stand against the message, you are standing against God.
Wow.
Be careful, my precious brothers and sisters.
Let
us have a message in our life.
Yes.
Prophet of God said many people, they left their religions, they left their, you know, denominations, they brought that spirit, that for that spirit into the message churches, and that's the problem creating now.
Amen.
Make sure you have the right spirit.
Hallelujah.
Make sure you have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That wrong spirit will take you somewhere else. But let us have the right spirit. I always pray, Lord, create right spirit in me. I always say, Lord, through the Holy Ghost, lead me. Help me, guide me. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Our God is living. He's alive. I worshipped many gods in my life before coming to Christ. Hinduism believes in 33 million gods and goddesses. We have monkey gods, elephant gods, plants, they worship, you know, sun, moon, stars. I used to believe that. But thank God for his mercy.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace.
Amen.
His grace saved my life, forgiven my sins, washed me through his holy blood. He hath given me eternal life. He hath forgiven my sins. He hath filled me with the Holy Spirit. I thank God for his grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. He can visit you every day. He can talk to you every minute. Brother, sister, our God is alive. He can talk to you. He knows how to approach you. He knows how to visit you. If you have the spiritual sight, you can watch him.
Yes.
To see God, because there is this physical body, physical eyes, we can't see him. We will be dead. But you have the spiritual eyes, you can see him, visit him, talk to him.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's why the prophet of God said, when you come to church, you are not coming here to occupy pews or benches. You are coming here to talk to him. Because your soul needs the salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to come here in the presence of God to talk to him. If you come here for another purpose, it's of no use. You won't get blessing. But when you come to talk to him,
yes,
praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because your soul needs the salvation.
Yes.
Thank God for the salvation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Romans chapter 13 verse 12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness. Make sure when you are in the world, we are in the world. This is Satan's Eden, prophet said. So we have to be careful. With what kind of people you are associating, what kind of you know, life you are living? What is the condition of your spiritual life? What is the condition of your faith? Make sure. Because this is Satan's Eden. You know. And here, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, and let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Yes.
Armor of light. Thy light is come.
Yes.
Arise and shine. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, sister, thy light is come.
Yes.
Hmm? In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says, we have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, and unto the light, unto a light that shineth in darkness, dark place, until the day of dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Day star arise in your hearts, precious brothers and sisters. Let us have Christ in our life.
Amen.
Let us have the message of the hour in our heart.
Yes.
If you have here, you will forget. But if you have here in your heart, in your life,
Amen.
You will never forget. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank God for His grace and mercy.
Amen.
In one of the messages called Shalom, the prophet of God preached in 1964, here is something good. It seems like that gross darkness has settled upon the people till they think the only thing there is to do is to go to church and be a pretty good person and put your name on the book and some little mysterious thing. God will twist the key when you die and change that spirit in you to Him. Prophet says, you are mistaken. You are mistaken. If you say, oh, going to church is good, let my name be put on the register, you know, and let me be a pretty good person, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. Precious brothers and sisters, oh my. When you die, that spirit that's on you, that's the way you will forever be.
Amen.
And remember, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so forth was very religious people. Very religious.
Right.
No religion is going to help you.
That's right. Amen.
No Christian religion is going to help you.
Amen.
You need Christ in your life.
Amen.
You need the Holy Ghost in your life.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost in our life.
Amen.
We need this message of the hour, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's very important. Here is something good. God is a jealous God. Our God is a jealous God.
Come on,
He's jealous. He is jealous.
Amen.
About his wife.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He wants his wife pure.
Yes, exactly right.
If you are his wife, Bible says in Isaiah, your creator is your husband.
Amen.
I am not ashamed to tell you, I am Mrs. Jesus.
Exactly right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Catholics, they believe that Mary is the queen of the heaven. But today I want to tell you, I am the queen of the heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the queen of the heaven.
Amen.
Because Our husband is coming back.
Amen.
He's gone to prepare a place for us. There are many mansions in heaven.
Right.
He's coming back.
Amen.
So you are the queen of the coming kingdom. There's a royal crown waiting for us.
That's right.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Our God is jealous. He's jealous. He wants his wife pure. He wants her virgin, chaste. Nothing in the world into her. Yeah, you want to see nothing in the world into you.
Yes.
Because you belong to Him.
That's right.
Hmm? Praise God for this word. Thank God for this quote. Thank God for the prophet. Nothing in the world into her at all. Altogether his word. Part of him. He want us to part of him.
Right.
Be part of his word. We must be a part of the word.
Amen.
Not the part of the creed. A part of the word.
Right.
W-R-D word. Not a part of the church. The part of the bride.
Amen.
Church is condemned. Prophet is talking about the denomination churches. Church is condemned. We know that she goes out of darkness. But the bride goes up.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are bride of Jesus Christ. We are going to go up.
Amen.
And that time is coming. It's already.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We are bride of God. We are upgoing people.
Amen.
We are not downgoing people.
Amen.
We are not bottom going people. We are going up.
Amen.
Because our kingdom is coming back.
Amen.
We are strangers. We are travelers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But we are going to return back where we came from.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to return back very soon. Oh my. Now its people could only wake up. This is the time to wake up.
Yes.
My precious brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This is the time to wake up. Rise up. For a few moments they realize what the great thing is. It's the pride that does that. Pride. It's a dangerous thing.
Amen.
Pride. When I was a denomination believer, I used to read the books of Watchman Nee and some, you know, great saints, you know. And I read one of the book. There are seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins. And number one is pride.
Amen. Amen,
brother. Pride can destroy you. Pride can take you away from God. Pride can take you away from church.
Yes. Amen.
Pride destroyed King Nebuchadnezzar.
Amen.
He was proud.
What?
He forgot God Almighty, what he has done in his life for his kingdom.
Amen.
He promoted himself. He said, I am everything. But you know the story, if you read the Bible, you know,
Amen.
God made him to eat grass like an animal.
Amen.
Pride! That's what Lucifer used it.
Thank you, Lord.
He became the enemy of God.
Lord,
help us. But what happened when God came to know about it? You know, he threw him and his followers. Pride. That king of Egypt, he said, I am going to wipe out the name of Israelites from the map of the world. Pride. That destroyed him. That defeated. And he's gone. He's dead. Don't fight against the living God. Don't stand against the living God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyhow, here is something else, something good. Who wants you to go like, who wants to go like the rest of the world? You can't do that. We can't do that like a heathens. We can't live like heathens.
Right.
We can't talk like heathens.
Amen.
Because you are sealed.
Amen.
Member of God. You are sealed for the heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
You are sealed for the glorious kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't act like heathens. You can't live like heathens. You can't do that. You are not of the world.
Amen.
Do you think a woman laying in her casket will want to know whether she had her hair waterdoed or whatever you want to call it? Do you think she would pay attention to how she was dressed if she was lying in a casket or somewhere? The woman laying in a casket or a man laying in a casket, oh, how is my hair? It's okay. How is my dress? Thank God for the prophet. They wouldn't do it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for His grace and mercy.
Amen.
God hath given us a hope. We are not hopeless people. We are people of hope.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our hope. I want to read something here, you know. That is actually in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. But I'm reading concerning that scripture. I'm not reading the scripture, but concerning that. Have you stopped daring to hope? D-A-R-I-N-G. Daring to hope. Have you stopped daring to hope? At times, our hope diminishes when our dreams and plans are not successful. Our hope diminishes. Oh, you know, I am praying, but Lord is not helping. Our hope diminishes. No, shouldn't. Remember, even though we may not see God, our hope in His love and grace is always there.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep hoping no matter what. No matter what circumstances we go through. No matter what temptations we go through. Because every child of God, every man of God in the Bible, they went through temptations,
Amen.
Trials. And trials must come to God's people. Temptations must come to God's people. When Jesus was walking upon this earth, He was tempted for 40 days. But whatever circumstances we go through, let always be a blessing to us.
Amen.
So let us hope in Christ.
Yes.
Be courageous. Don't allow your hope to be diminished. Let us have hope in Christ. He is coming soon. There is something very interesting thing. The prophet of God said, an exposition of seven church ages, seven ages, chapter 4, the Smyrian church age. Now hear carefully. Men Adam took life and turned it into death. But this man Jesus took death and turned it into life. He is the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the name of the Lord. He is eternal life. I remember that the young rich ruler, he came to Jesus. Young, rich, and also he was a ruler. Number one, he came running to Christ. We need to run.
Amen, brother.
To come to church.
Especially
on Sundays, you know, getting ready to go to church, somebody will come, some problem will come. Some of you are maybe great friend or, you know, loving friend, he comes and say, oh my, another state, you know, travel hours and hours, and I came to you, and you people leaving me and going to church? Huh? What kind of friendship is this? Huh? You know, precious brothers and sisters, that's the devil talking. To keep you, away from the church. Keep you away from the tabernacle. Keep you away from the presence of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Other mornings you are free. Nobody will come. Nobody will disturb. You know, especially on Sundays. You know. Maybe some phone call come, you know. You have to come, you know, get ready, you know. Maybe from your office or maybe from somewhere. Huh? The prophet of God said, if you have the Holy Ghost, whenever the church door is open, the Holy Ghost will bring you here in the presence of God. In the presence of God. Sometimes people say in a neighborhood and they don't want to come to church. Huh? But the Holy Ghost is there. If the Holy Ghost is there in you, that Holy Ghost will bring you here.
Amen.
Anybody comes.
Amen.
Even the king comes to your home on Sunday morning. Bring him to the King of Kings. Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. David said, I was happy when people said, let us go into the house of God.
Yeah.
David, even though he was a king, he said he was happy.
Amen.
Church is a wonderful place. Here is the presence of God. God speak to us through his word, through the Holy Ghost. Through the men of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is the proper time. You know. Give the time whatever belongs to God to him.
Yes. Amen.
Don't play with the time of God.
Amen.
Let us not play with God.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
God help us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyhow.
Wonderful.
Man Adam took life and turned into death. But the man Jesus took death and turned into life. Adam took innocence and turned it into guilt. This one took guilt and turned it into righteousness. Adam took a paradise and turned it into waste, howling wilderness. But this one is coming back to turn the earth, rocking and reeling with destruction, into another Eden. Adam took life of fellowship and joy and with God and turned it into a desert of spiritual darkness.
Amen.
That brought forth all sin. Moral decay, pain, suffering, delusion, corruption that wars within the souls of men.
Amen.
But this one, Jesus, from all the tragic death and degradation that filled mankind, brought forth life of righteousness and beauty.
Amen.
So that as sin once reigned into death, even so might man now reign in righteousness by one, Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We are kings and priests. God hath made you kings and priests. God hath made you the children of God, people of God. But now, so that a sin once reigned into death, even so might men now reign in righteousness by one, Jesus Christ. And not as the offense was, though terrible indeed it was, but now much more in his lift unto eternal life.
Amen.
That young rich ruler, he came running to Jesus. That was good. Let us run for Jesus. Let us run for God. Let us run for truth.
Amen.
Let us run.
Yes.
If you don't run, there is nobody to run.
That's right.
Another thing, he came running and he was kneeling down to Christ.
Yes.
It's a, you know, kneeling is a hard job for the Christians nowadays.
Huh?
Maybe out of 10, one will kneel down and pray. Or, you know? I'm generally talking about the Christians in the world. But that young rich ruler, even though he was rich, proud, rich, you know, rich man, he kneeled down. And that shows he got the humbleness. Then he was eager to know the truth. He respected Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You need to respect God.
Amen.
He was hunger to know the truth. There were some wonderful qualities in his life, but what happened? Only one thing was hindering him. That was his wealth. Riches! Riches destroying many people. That's the stumbling block. He went away very sadly. But you know, sometimes I wonder, Abraham was rich in gold and silver, cattle. Nothing was wrong with him.
Yeah.
Because he gave first preference to God in his life. Maybe you are poor, maybe you are rich, maybe you are multimillionaire, maybe you are multi-billionaire. But always keep Christ first.
Yes, sir.
When you give first place to God, God will bless you like anything.
Yes,
precious brothers and sisters.
Amen.
There is nothing wrong in being rich. Bible says money answereth all things. Only money can't give you the eternal life. But it answereth all things. Hmm? And that fellow, he never returned back. Let us become like Abraham.
Amen.
Our God is not a beggar.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Have you seen anybody in the world, you know, putting the photo of Jesus, picture of Jesus Christ here, under his neck and asking for money?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, give me money, give me begging? No.
Right.
I don't know about you. I never seen anybody in my life, even heathen country in India, I never seen anybody begging, you know, keeping the picture or photo, because other heathens, Hindus, they, you know, poor, they take the picture or photo. I'm talking about the photo, you know, picture here, framed photo, you know, hang it, and they ask for the begging, you know. Huh? In the name of this God, that God, this goddess, help me. But Jesus is not a beggar.
Amen.
Our God, thousand cattle on the thousand hills belongs to him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise him, hallelujah.
I'm a living witness for Christ, precious brothers and sisters. This is 53rd year I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. He never failed me.
Amen.
He's my father, he's my mother, he's my brother, he's my big brother.
Amen.
He's a great friend.
Hallelujah. Praise the living Lord. Amen.
Precious brothers and sisters, always remember we are traveling in the same compartment Enoch traveled. Sometimes, you know, Britishers ruled over 200 years in India, so I speak English, you know, British English sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes I'm worried, you know. This is my 33 years coming to U.S., but I couldn't catch the accents of the Americans yet. So, compartment, I believe, you know, you use that word or not. It's a compartment, same train, you know.
That's right.
Enoch was traveling in the same compartment we are traveling.
Amen. Wow. Hallelujah.
You know, one day people were looking for him, they couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. Why? They couldn't find him. There was three wonderful qualities in his life. I want to read this before I quit. Huh? Three wonderful qualities in his life. Number one, Enoch got a title, Man Walking with God.
Amen.
Man, how good it will be if that title we get today.
Amen.
Ah, Man Walking with God. Number one, he walked with God.
Yes.
It's a scripture. Scripture backing, you know.
Amen.
Genesis 5:24, walking with God. He walked with God. Second quality, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 says, he was pleasing God. We need to find out, we need to judge ourselves. Instead of judging others, instead of showing fingers to others, we need to judge ourselves.
Amen.
And find out, are we pleasing God? Are we walking with God? Or just a nominal Christian life? That won't help us. Let us live genuine Christian life. Number three. It's in Jude 14. Jude, the book of Jude 14. Huh? He was witnessing for God. Enoch was witnessing for God. Witnessing. It's very important. A lot of Christians, they are afraid to witness about Jesus Christ. A lot of Christians, they are shutting their mouth. Even though they got an opportunity to share about the love of Jesus Christ with others, they are keeping quiet. That's none of my business, you know. Why should I worry for them? No. These things, Lord, put on our shoulders.
Amen.
Walking with God.
Amen.
Pleasing God. And witnessing about Christ.
Amen.
To others. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In one of the message here, the prophet of God said, here, I missed it, I think. I should. Lot was enjoying sin for a season. It's in the message, former and later rain. I'm sorry, I missed it. Lot was enjoying sin for a season. Like the most of the people are today calling themselves Christians. It is from the message, former and later rain. If you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you,
Amen.
Said the scripture. Lot was enjoying sin for a season. Lot, Bible says, Lot was a righteous man. Bible, it's in the Bible. But what happened? When he left friendship with Abraham, he was separated from Abraham, you know, his family, his wife and daughters. His wife and daughters were ruling Lot. Lot's wife. She became the president of all the social activities, you know, all the, this thing, women's organizations, many organizations. Just 2 days back I was reading in a family altar book, you know, the prophet said she became a great woman there, you know, famous, because she was the president of so many things. Also prophet said Lot became a mayor, responsible person. He was helping other families. He was trying to repair other families, broken families, but he couldn't repair his family. Anyhow, Bible says he was a righteous man. But what happened? He made a hasty decision. Be careful when you make a decision.
Amen. That's right,
brother. Amen. It's always good to pray and worship Lord and ask, wait upon the Lord. But this man,
come on.
Even though, you know, I don't want to blame him, you know, because maybe he heard many hundreds of times from the prophet Abraham, stay away from Sodom and Gomorrah. Stay away. Because God is going to destroy that by fire. Maybe he heard 100 times. Maybe his wife heard 100 times, daughters heard 100 times. But one day the time came. Lot's wife warned Lot. Are you coming? I and my daughters, we are going. Are you coming? Because I don't want to stay with this old man. Always he says, come to church, come to prayer, come fasting, that and this and that. You know, we are fed up. Amen. And my daughters are grown up, they need husbands. I must go to the city. Good, that big city. Amen. Maybe Lot said, no, don't do that, honey. Please don't do that. It's against the prophet. It's against the message. He said, no way. You keep your message with you. No, I'm not blaming sisters. That was the spirit.
Yeah.
That was the spirit in those days in Lot's wife. And you know the story. Abraham prayed for them. When God told him that it's going to destroy Sodom, Abraham prayed. And because of his prayers, see, when you pray, it helps somebody.
Yeah.
Always remember that.
Amen.
You know. And because of Abraham's prayers, Lot and his wife and daughters were saved from that fire, from that consuming fire. But you know what happened afterward. You know, she became a pillar of salt. Precious brothers and sisters, even though he was a righteous man, I'm closing it. Even though Lot was a righteous man, he made worldly fellowship. He made friendship with the worldly people. And he was, you know, mingling with those people. What happened? He lost his wife. He lost everything. He lost his reputation. So that's what happens. When you stay away from God.
Amen.
When you stay away from the church.
No.
When you stay away from God's people. You know, sometimes people sitting in one bench, you know, they don't look to each other. They don't see. They don't say hi. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh? Today, we need the perfect love.
Amen.
The prophet of God said, to go in the rapture, you need a perfect love.
Amen.
Let us stand up. What is perfect love?
Amen,
perfect love is unconditional.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And Jesus loved you and me with that unconditional love.
Amen.
It's not brother John loves me, respect me, I love him, I respect him. That's not the perfect love. The perfect love is unconditional.
Yes.
The perfect, when you have that perfect love, you will love your enemy.
Amen.
If your enemy is sick, you'll go and see him, visit him.
Amen.
If your enemy is naked, you'll give him clothing. If your enemy is hunger, you'll feed him.
Amen.
That is what perfect love.
Amen.
And without that perfect love, don't expect to go in the rapture. I'm not telling anything of my own. This is from the prophet's quote.
Amen.
You know, to go in the rapture, you need perfect love.
Amen.
Unconditional love.
Amen.
And that's the unconditional love. God loved you and me.
Amen.
We were sinners. But thank God, the sin is gone away now.
Amen.
God bless you all. Let us pray. Almighty, we thank you. We love you this noontime, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the message. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
Yes,
through the Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes.
Bless my precious brothers and sisters standing under this roof. Bless them, those who are missing today.
Yes.
Bring them another opportunity. Bring him another time. Bring them another time. Give them another opportunity to have their blessings of God, from God. Almighty, bless this congregation. Bless this wonderful people. Bless thine servant, Brother John, and his family, and all the loved ones of God, and all the elders, deacons, trustees, officers in this church of God. Thank you, Lord. This time I remember the mission in India. God bless the orphans, old widows, and the lepers, and the ministering brethren who are standing with us. God, help us. Thank you, Lord. Lord, this is the time to look up. God, help us to look up. Help us to fix our eyes upon Thee, O God. Thank you, Lord. Because our time is coming. Lord, we are going to go back to our kingdom, and that's Thou hast promised us. I'm going to prepare a place for you. There are many mansions in my Father's house. God, come soon. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise
thank you. When the men of God come, say, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Love you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen, brother.
Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Praise the Lord. I think I had that. 199. Is that 199 in the psalm books?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a friend. Praise God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.